Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw b'siyata d'nishma that there was a stira, the Ran. On one hand, the Ran holds that if a shliach is sent to be makadish in isha, and we don't know who he was makadish, the Ran says that the shliach is not ne'eman b'torah seid echad to say who he was makadish. Darbisha be'erba. And even though there's no chetzkes iser, it's still considered a davar she'be'erva, and an eid echad is not believed to say, right, it's not considered a chetzkes iser, because we know he was makadish, a certain woman. We just don't know who it is. And he's going along, and he's saying that it was this woman. So he's not being made against the Cheskas Isser. He's not believed. Because the Davar she'be'erva and an Eid Echad does not believe in Davar she'be'erva. On the other hand, a man says, Ki dashti as biti, and I don't know who the man is, and a man steps forward and says it was me, is believed. We see Eid Echad is Ne'eman, Davar she'be'erva, so what's... So it's Eid Echad Ne'eman, Eid Echad not Ne'eman, Davar she'be'erva. So the way Rabbi Yashiv was here last time was to say that in the first case, he's creating an erva. He's being making a dvar erva. In other words, he's saying this woman wasn't an erva, now she's an erva. In the second case, we know she's an erva. We just don't know to whom. And he steps forward and says, it's me, he's believed. Because one aid is not believed. Pishnai made him yokum dover, to be making a dvar erva. So if she was already an erva, we just don't know to whom, believed. But to create a matzav of erva, not believed. That was what we saw in the previous year. Now we're continuing again. This is based on the Torah of Moreno Hagon, Ron Rosh HaYeshiva, Rav Avram Yitzchak Bloch, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh L'Brocha, Hashem Yinkom Damo. Another way to be Miyashiv, the Stira of the Ran, would be as follows. The Ran brings the Ramban, who writes, if someone says to be Makadish, Tzei V'Kadish Li'isha, so what's the din? He's Asher B'chol Anashim Sheba'olam, because any woman, any one woman, can be a close relative of his wife. We don't know who was miskadeshes. So all the women in the world could be a close relative of his wife, and Mela, they're all asura. But if all the relatives testify that they weren't miskadesh, alidei shaliach, then he's allowed to marry their mother and their sisters. So you know you have Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. Sarah is the mother, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. So Sarah can be made, she wasn't miskadeshes. And Rivka can be made, she wasn't miskadeshes. And Rachel is made, she's not miskadeshes. And Mimea, Leah is permitted. It's because Sarah, Rivka, and Rachel are all made, they're not miskadeshes. So Mimea, their sister, daughter is permitted. Says the Ramban, why is that? Because Eid Echad, this is the Ramban. The Ran bringing the Ramban. Because Eid Echad Ne'eman Bisurim, and certainly here where there's no Cheskas Iser. So they could be made about themselves that they weren't miskaches. Says the Ran, I don't understand. Gulonis Baru Etzli. Eich Mahan Eidus Akrob Estinu Keid Echad Ava Le Dabashir Rebim Pachos Mishnayim. Vav Gal Shalos Chazik Yisur. How is it that the Eidus of the Krovos works? They haven't there within Eid Echad. Dabashir Rebim and Dabashir Rebim Pachos Mishnayim, even though there's no Cheskas Iser. But still, how can they be made about this davar she'be'erva that they weren't miskachos? That's davar she'be'erva. It's a sexual matter. Can't be meidus. That's the kash of the Ran. He says, even if there's no cheskas, there's still a one aid can't be made in a davar she'be'erva. Another, that's the Ran. We also can add a kash on the Ramban and say that the Ramban says that even without the hachad lo'etz chazik yisur, he just says, eid echad ne'eman bitzurim. And he says, it's even better because hakol shekein here lo'etz chazik yisur. But even if there was a cheskas iser, he'd be fine. But then how can you say that? If there was a cheskas iser, it's a davar she'be'erva and davar she'erva pachos mishnayim. It's only because there's no cheskas iser. But he says no. He says, Eid Echad Ne'eman Bisurim. And certainly here it's even better because there's no cheskas iser they can be made about themselves. Ma pitom. It's only because there's no cheskas iser. It's very difficult to understand. So it would appear that the Ramban holds the follows that only where a person is coming to be made, b'chalois din erva, the eishes ish, it's called the davar she'be'erva. You're made that a woman was miskadeshes. That's a Darvish Haberva. You made a woman's miskareshes. Darvish Haberva. You made that a woman was mizane. Darvish Haberva. That's the Torah. Matzah be'ervas dover. He saw the ervas dover. He wants to divorce her because she was mizane. So that's dover. Dover is to aid him. So when you're testifying about a woman, she's miskadeshes, miskareshes, mizane. That's a Darvish Haberva according to the Ramban. But when you're talking about the collateral asurim, they say collateral damage. The collateral asurim, what comes out of it, sharis surei erva, in other words, the asurim to the mother, to the sisters, v'chule, that's kedin edus bisulim, that's not darvish erva. So you're right, there's an isra rayas on the sister, but we don't consider that a darvish erva. This edus on the sister is not a darvish erva. So testifying, Sar Rivka and Rachel testifying that they weren't miskachos, even though it's Mati or Leah, that's not considered a Dovah Sheva Erva. You're right, it pertains to Erva, but that's not a Dovah Sheva Erva. Dovah Sheva Erva is testifying whether a woman herself, was she miskadeshes or was she not miskadeshes. And here, it's not about Sar Rivka and Rachel. In other words, even though they're testifying about there it's kadeshes, but what's nogea, they're saying they weren't miskaches. But it's nogea to Leah. Since it's only nogea to Leah, can he marry Leah or not? That's not considered a Darvish HaBe'erva. If it would be nogea to Rachel, can he marry Rachel? And your maid, is she already married or not? Darvish HaBe'erva. But we know that, but Rachel's just coming along and saying that she wasn't miskadeshes, and Mamela, her sister Leah, is going to be permitted. That's not considered a Dovah Sheva Erva. That's not Eidus on Dovah Sheva Erva. Because now their Eidus is only Nogea to the Isser of Krovos. And since it's only Nogea to the Isser of Krovos, that's not considered a Dovah Sheva Erva. Because not every Dovah Sheva Erva, like we've been discussing in our recent Shiurim a lot, not every Dovah Sheva Erva is a Dovah Sheva Erva. Not only matter, everything pertaining to sexuality is a Dovah Sheva Erva. Again, we're talking about that a lot. You can listen to our recent Shiurim, both here in this series and other series, and other different series that we're doing. So that would be Pshat and the Ramban. And therefore, the Ramban says that Sar Rivka and Rachel can all be made, that they weren't miskachos, and Memela, Leah is going to be permitted. And it's not considered a Dovah Sheva Erva because their Eidus is only Noigeya to the Krovos, to the Isser Krovos. And all they're saying is there's no Isser Krovos here, so Leah's free to marry this man. That they're believed to say. The Ran argues. The Ran says, Ma pitom, non isbaru dvar vetzli. Eich mahani edus ha-krovos tedino. And that's, by the way, why even if there were a cheskas issur, we'd be fine. Because we're dealing with Isur, and we're not dealing with Erva. And eirech ha-nem misur, even if there's a cheskas issur, according to many. Now, like the Ramban. Now, the Ran says, Lonis Barad Varvetzli, how does Eidus HaKrovos help? They have a Din of Eirechad, it's a Dovah Sheva Erva. This is called a Dovah Sheva Erva. So what's Pshat in the Ran? What is he arguing about exactly? We can say two different ways why it's considered a Dovah Sheva Erva. And that's why they're not Nemanus. The first Derech we can go in is say that Eidus HaShar Arayis is Taka Dovah Sheva Erva, then you're Eidus. Yeah, the Krovos are testifying that they're not Krovos of an Erva. That they are not an Erva which would answer their Krova. So you're right, it's only Nogea to Krovos. But that's also considered Dovah Sheva Erva. The second way we can say is that, no, here they're made on the Chalos Ishus. In other words, Sar Rivka and Rachel are saying, we weren't miskachos. Since they're saying we were in miskachos, so that's what makes it a Dovah Sheva Erva. Because their toichen etzem ha'edus is al chalos ishus shechala. Allah. They're saying, listen, we know there was a chalos ishus somewhere out there in cyberspace, but it wasn't to me. So since they're being made on their own personal status, shenan an eshus ish. It's Allah. That's the Dovah Sheva Erva. Not because it's Nogea to Krovos, but because it's about themselves. That's why the Ran says they're not believed. What's the nafka mina between these two reasons? Let's say we have independent knowledge about Sarah, Rivka, and Rachel. They weren't miskatches. And all the testimony is about is, are they related to Leah, who wants to marry this man? So the testimony is not about the Etzem Chaleis Ishus and these women. The testimony is only going to be about whether they're related to this woman. So according to the second Derech, you can believe them. It's not called Davar Shebe'erva because the Eidus is not Bidin Ishus. It's no get to the Krovos. That doesn't make it a Davar Shebe'erva. What makes it a Davar Shebe'erva is, according to the second Derech, is that you're made on the Etzem Chalos Ishus. That Tzar, Rivka, and Rachel are saying there was no Ishus in us. Ze lo tov. Avle menachem yodim et ze kvar, rak meidim shehi achot sheleya, lo achot sheleya, whatever. So there, that we can accept. Because now the Eidus isn't on the Etzem Chalos Ishus, on the relatives. Whereas according to the first Derech, no. You even testifying that she's a sister, or not a sister. That we would not accept. Why? Because one aid. Why would we not accept that one aid? Because. That is going to impact this man's marriage to Leah. Meaning, now you're saying she is or isn't a relative of another woman. And saying she is or isn't, even though you have independent knowledge of whether or not she was miskadeshes, the sisters. But you don't know whether or not she's a sister. So to come along and say, we know that she has a sister, that Leah has a sister named Rachel. And you know that Rachel wasn't mis, and you know that her sister wasn't Miss Kadeshes. And somebody comes along and says, yeah, and she's her sister. She's this sister who wasn't Miss Kadeshes. So they wouldn't be believed. Why not? Because it's now you're saying something that's Nogei to Kirva. That she, you're saying she is the relative and she wasn't, and we know she wasn't miskadeshes, but that's going to be nogea not to Leah, to Leah's marriage. Because now you're saying something about her relative, which is nogea to Leah. So according to the first Derech, the Eidim wouldn't be believed. But according to the second, one Eid, she wouldn't be believed. Say she is or isn't the sister. But according to the second Derech, she is believed. If we have independent knowledge, we know that Rachel wasn't miskadeshes, and then Rachel goes ahead and says, and I'm her sister, wasn't miskadeshes. So then she's believed, because you're not being made about the etzem ishus that relates to Rachel. And maybe she can be believed, only about her being a relative. And relative, that's not considered a Davar Shebe'erva, according to the first Derech, it is. So based on what we said, we can add that even an Isser Eish Ish is only called a Davar Shebe'erva when you're made on the Chalos Ishus, V'Isser Erva Deishas Ish. But let's say there was already a Chalos Ishus. Krachol Din Ishus. And now we're talking about what comes out of the Ishus. That's not considered you're made on Davar Shebe'erva. It's talking about you're made on Isser. If you already know that there was Ishus, and now Eidus is on what comes out of the Ishus, that's not called Davar Shebe'erva, that's called Isurin. So let's get back to what we were talking about. Gabi Chidashti Asbiti, I meant I was Makadish, my daughter. And the Eid Echad says, I'm the man, or he's the man. So we can believe him, because he's not being made on the Etzem Chalos Ishus. We already know there was a Chalos Ishus. We just want to know what comes out of this Chalos Ishus. What are going to be these Surah Machmas Ishus? In other words, we know that she's Usur, and now that he says that it was me, so now she's going to be Usher to everybody else. So there we can believe him because he's not being made on the Etzem Ishus we know about. We just don't know who it applies to. But we know the Etzem Ishus we know on our own, we know independently. The Father's believed to say Kiddush Yisbiti. And he just steps forward and he says, I'm the man. He's believed. It's no gear to everybody else now. Now she's a sewer to everybody else. Say that. We can accept that because he's not, as long as you're not made an Etzem Ishus, that's how you sew it. It's not called Davar Sheba'erva. Just the Ran and the Ramban argue, when a woman testifies that she wasn't miskadesh aside shliach, and now she's being matir. In other words, Rachel says, I wasn't miskadesh aside anybody, and Amela Leah is permitted. So according to the Ran, it's totally what she's being tested, what she's testifying, since the content of her edus is going to relate to Eshesish. In other words, was Rachel an Eshesish or not an Eshesish? So she's testifying, Rachel's testifying, I'm not an Eshesish. I'm not an Eshesish to this man. So Mimela, since the testimony is about Eshesish, the Ran says we don't accept it. About our own personal status as Eshesish. We don't accept it. Even though it's Nogea to others, but she's self-testifying that she became an Eshesish or didn't become an Eshesish. Here that she didn't become an Eshesish, that we can't accept. But if we already know, Kidashti as Biti, that a woman became an Eshesish, and the question is just is to who? And Mimela, she's going to be ushered to the rest of the world. There we can believe the one aid. But if she says about her own personal status, no, I didn't become an Eshesish. So we can't accept that because then we're talking about our own personal status. The Ramban says no. Since, what are we paskening based on this Eidus? We're only paskening based on this Eidus when Rachel says that I wasn't married, we're going to be paskening the Gabe Leia. So since we're going to be paskening the Gabe Leia, so we can believe Rachel. That's not called a Darvish Eberv. Darvish Eberv would be the Psak, would be the Gabe Rachel. But no, the Psak is Lagabe here, sister Leah. As far as Rachel is concerned, that's not how the Psak is no Geatas. The Psak is the Geatas and then Leah. Where the Ran holds, doesn't matter. So she's Rachel saying she wasn't an Eshesish from this man. So Mimela, doesn't matter that it applies to Leah, we can't accept her one Eidus. But they both agree that if somebody's, even the Ran, that if somebody says Kidashti is Biti, and then one Eid steps forward and he says it was me or it was him. We can believe that because we already know the Etzem Ishus, and now the only Shaila is who's going to apply to and what way we're going to apply the Etzem Ishus, but the Etzem Ishus is already known. So if somebody says, be Makadish a woman, you're not the Shliach or the aid is not believed to say that a woman wasn't Miskadeshus. Because he's made on the, or was miskadeshes, because he's made on the etzem chalos ishus. That's a davar sheba'erva. And even though it's not against chazaka, it's not mafkiya chazaka. Nevertheless, guf ha'edus is a davar sheba'erva. Guf ha'edus is a davar sheba'erva, saying that she was miskadeshes. So a man says to a shliach, Deva Kaddish Liisha Plonis. Deva Kaddish Liisha. And we don't know who is Mekadesh. So the Sheikh is not Nehemiah B'Tara Seyed Echad. At the Darvish Abayrava. There you're saying that this woman is an Eshesish. Here to be made on the etzem fact that she's an Eshesish, that's Davar Sheba'erva and Davar Sheba'erva Pachas Mishnayim. And the Ran doesn't hold that in order for it to be a Darbe Sheberva, you have to take somebody out of a Cheska Sisser. Here, it's a Darbe Sheberva. You're saying that this woman was married to this man. I was Makadish this woman. It's a Loved. And Darbe Sheberva Pachas Mishnai. But a man says, Kidashti as Biti. Somebody says, I'm the man who was Makadish your daughter. That's not called that he's made by Chalos Dinishas Sheba. We already know there's a Chalos Dinishas. The only question is, what's going to come out of that? The Yisurim that are because of this Ishus, that she's going to be a Surah to the rest of the world. That's not considered a Dabra Sheber, but that's like all other Yisurim, made Echad Nemabem. So what would be the Nafkamina between the two reasons that we gave, the two answers that we gave to explain the Ash of the Steer and the Ran? According to the first way, we said, when is one aid not believed? One aid is not believed to change what we assume to be true, to be mishane something from its chazaka. We had a stated assumption, or an unstated assumption, and you're trying to change that. The hechid made l'shana is dover micheskas dinai. So as we discussed a lot in our other series also that we've been having recently, you're coming to change something from its cheskas hadin, there an eid echad is not going to be believed. That's called that you're coming to be mekayim a dover shebe'erim. You can't do that with one aid. For that, you need two aidim. But if you're not, you're just being mevarer, you're not coming to change, we already assume to be true. For example, a woman was miskadeshes, and you're not being making, you're not changing what was assumed to be true about an Erev. We know she's an Erev. It doesn't change anything to say that he's the man. That was the first way. And the second way that we're saying is that the nafka mina is, when is it a davar shebe'er? When can you not believe one aid? When it's noged to the etzem ha'ishus and not what comes out of it. So both would answer why we believe one aid when he steps forward and says, I'm the man, and not when the shliach says he was a mekadesh a certain woman. Because when he comes forward, steps forward and says, I'm the man, So we're not Mishana. We're not Mishana would assume to be true. And it's not Nogeta, that's in fact that she's a Neshesish. We know she's a Neshesish. So therefore that would explain why she's permitted, why we believe him to say that he's the man who is Makadisher in the case of Kidashti as Biti. And when he says that, the shliach says, Seder Kash Lisha, and the shliach says it was this woman. So there it's called Akamas Dover. Why is it called Akamas Dover? Because we didn't know that she was an Ashishish. We had an assumption she wasn't an Ashishish. And he's making her, he's creating a matzah where she's an Ashishish. We can't allow him to do that. That's as far as that's concerned. Or, according to the other answer, he's coming along saying she's an Ashishish. So that she's the woman who was miskadeshes. So he's being made on the Etzem Ha'ishus, and that one aid can't do. So I'm saying that those are two reasons. What's the Nafka Mina? So they're both Mitarets the Stira, but what's the Nafka Mina? The Nafka Mina is the Gabe Mammon. If we require aidim, if there's Hakamas Dover, so the Gabe Mammon, then one aid would work if you're not being making anything new. In other words, you're not changing what we assume to be true. There's no cheskas mammon. We have no assumptions about this money. So then one aid would be believed to say that it belongs to a certain person, because you're not changing what we assume to be true. We didn't have any assumptions. We didn't know anything about the money. That's not called a kamas dover. But according to the second derech, even if there's no cheskas mammon, we wouldn't believe in the aid echad. Why? Because only by an erva were mechalik between where the testimony was about the guf chalois eishes ish or the Isurim that are come out of the Eish HaShish. That's when it comes to those two things. Etzem Eish HaShish and what comes out of the Eish HaShish. When it goes to the Etzem Eish HaShish, one eight isn't believed. When it comes to what comes out of the Etzem Eish HaShish, then one eight is believed. So that's all when it comes to Erva. But when it comes to Mammon, it's always a Darvish of a Mammon. You need to weigh them. Whether it was a Cheska Sisser or not a Cheska Sisser, you would need to weigh them no matter what. But according to the first Derech, as long as there's no cheskas mammon, right? Notice by in the second way, whether it doesn't matter if it's a cheskas mammon or not, you need to weigh them. But according to the first way, no. If you're not changing what we know to be true about the money, meaning that there's no cheskas mammon, one aid would be believed. So that'd be the difference between the two. And if anybody wants more explanation, you can always feel free to contact me. So this is the those are the two hesberim we gave to why. Why we believe Kidashti as Biti and he steps forward, and we don't believe Isurim and he doesn't stand. And we don't believe Isurim in the case where he says, I was Makadish you to this specific woman, one Shliach. Either the difference is Hakama's Dover, you'll be making a Dover Erva. In the case of I was Makadish you to this girl, it's being making a Dover Erva. When he says that Kidashti is Biti and he steps forward, there's no Hakama's Dover Erva. We already know there's an Erva involved. And according to the second Mahalach, a Moraine of Rabbeinu, the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, if it would depend on what is the testimony on the Etzem Ishus or the Yisurim that come out of the Ishus. So when he steps forward and says that I'm the man, okay, now Yisurim are going to come out of that. She's going to be us and all the other men in the world. But then he's not being Nogan, the very Ishus itself. We already know this Ishus. Whereas when he says that he was Makadosh to this specific woman, that's a testimony about the Etzem Ha'ishus. And for that, one eight isn't believed. Moriv Rabbeisai, we still would like to say a lot more. So please stay tuned. This is very, very exciting. Gevaldik, gevaldik. It's interesting, in this Sefer, they split up the Chi'urei Hagon of Avram Yitzchok. That's what it's called. Chi'urei Hagriya. Grai, right? Gimel Reish Aleph. Two Chupchik, Sker Shaim, and a Yud. So they split the shear up into two simanim, but it's really one shear. So it would set again the 11th of Iyar, 1937. Givaldik. So please stay tuned. We have a lot more to say. Shalom, shalom.